This audio update is a project of the Ohio Soybean Farmers and their Soybean Checkoff.
Joining me is Greg LaBarge, and we're in the Marion office, and you work a lot with the Corn Newsletter as an agronomist. Tell us, first of all, when did Corn Newsletter get its start, and what does the CORN acronym stand for?
CORN stands for Crop Observation Recommendation Network, and it started actually back in 1996. So we've got a few years under our belt of providing some recommendations for crop growers here in the state of Ohio.
Any idea how many actually participate in the pre-discussions before each of the newsletters comes out?
Yeah, we have about 20 or so educators that will participate, and another seven or eight specialists that participate in that program.
So what's the newsletter all about, and who's getting it?
Well, the newsletter is all about providing the current recommendations based off of what's happening in the field as of that day that the newsletter is coming out. Who participates is our county educators as well as our state specialists. Together, they provide the information that provides the content for that newsletter.
Give us an idea. It comes out on Tuesday. What's some of the content topics that you start to look at the rest of May and June? What do you think you'll be talking about?
We'll be talking about the wheat crop. Seems to be developing pretty quickly out there as far as advancement. Then we'll be talking, obviously, about corn emergence right now. A lot of the corn is just coming out of the ground and what problems we might see or run into with that, as well as soybean crop is going to be another big one and what's happening there. Hopefully, we get good weather conditions, all the seed treatments hold, and we don't have any problems from a disease standpoint there. But that's pretty common to be talking about soybean emergence problems and diseases.
Yeah, warmer temperatures this year as we get through the quick planting time period of a number of years. This ought to be one of the best emergence years we've had.
Yeah, everything that I've seen up so far looks really good. I know there's a few areas that ran into some problems related to some heavy rains right after planting, and so a little bit iffy there, but obviously a very good year getting started out, and we're getting a lot of things done in a short period of time.
That indeed. One of the things that the newsletter is able to provide is you can regionalize announcements where there are problems and make recommendations. Give us an example of some of those kind of things.
In Northwest Ohio, we've actually been kind of ahead of the curve in relationship to this year's planting season, whereas in Central Ohio, we were kind of wet and have continued to be a little bit wet, so we can provide some information for Central Ohio folks related to a later planting, some of the decisions that they need to maybe relook at as they see that calendar page flip.
Do you ever take positions talking about populations, row width, or some of those issues that sometimes get brought up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Peter Thomason will share with us some current corn information. Laura Lindsay will give us some information related to soybean production, information, planning, spacing, all of those things. So our production specialists do a good job of helping us with that. And then obviously our pest control folks do a very good job. Mark Laux with whatever current information is happening in the weed control area, or as we've been experiencing new weeds out there, or failed control practices. And then with Andy Michael looking at our insect problems out there, Ann Dorrance and Pierce Paul helping us out with disease problems. So certainly that whole spectrum of what we use as far as production information and needs out there.
Greg LaBarge, my guest, as we talk about tips on getting ready to take care of the next challenge that you may not know is in your field. It's on the Corn Newsletter.
This audio update is a project of the Ohio Soybean Farmers and their Soybean Checkoff.